Good evening, Abba Yisrael. Good evening, good evening. Before we proceed with Kuf Ein Beis, as we're discussing those halachas of respect to bread and to fruits generally, I just want to share with you two interesting ma'amakoymas. Because I just feel that it's something which is the underlying yesod of those simonim. There is a gemara which I just failed to locate. I know it's a gemara in Tainis. It's around Chav Aleph Chav Beis, but I couldn't locate it. The Gemara speaks, if somebody can adjust and tweak the points that I've forgotten. It's a Moedig Gemara. The Gemara speaks about one of the Amoraim, one of the elderly Amoraim. I've forgotten who he was, and he was taken to the marketplace. The Gemara reports, anybody learned Tainis recently? So he was going through the marketplace. And as he was going through the marketplace, he witnessed how somebody threw bread. He threw bread. And we learned yesterday that throwing bread is never acceptable as to whether it's going to get muddy or not. So that's very much in line with the Gemara over there. And he saw people throwing bread. So he asked him, maybe, was it Rab Huna maybe? He asked him what's going on. He asked his Gabi, he asked him what's going on. And then his eyesight wasn't so great anymore. He asked him what's going on, and then he was told that they're throwing bread around. And then he said, Ihochi, he said, if so, then it appears that there's an abundance of bread. If people are throwing bread, they were like playing. It wasn't there. They were like threw the bread to another, like catch the bread. So he said, well, if that's the case, there's an abundance of bread. That were the words of this Heilig Amoira. And that second, because he said there's an abundance of bread, so that second, what happened was that the famine started. A famine kicked in. A famine started, that's what Gemara says, a famine. And the famine came to a point, it got worse after weeks, a month. Famine was very heavy. And at the point then it came to it was so difficult, the famine. They said, how are we going to do about it? What are they going to deal with it? Yidna hungry, Nebuch. Yidna hungry. So they went up to him again. He obviously wasn't he was probably frail and old and he wasn't able to go around too much, but they forced him out of his room, of his house, and they took him back into the marketplace. And it was a long queue. It was a very long queue of people waiting. And he said, what's that long queue? And then he said, oh, they are just waiting for some, I've forgotten if it's dried or old figs or dates or something. It's a long queue, people queuing up. There was no abundance of food anymore. It was just literally, everything was very scarce, very, very limited. So there's a limit. He said, they're all waiting and queuing up for a bit of dried fruit. And then he said, oh, if that's the case, then Ihochi, if so, he said, if that's the case, then I think time has to, then I think that the Rebbeinu should, they need more, they deserve more. And that was, in that second, the famine stopped. Now, that's the Gemara. That kind of Gemara. It's just a bit of a puzzling Gemara. It's a bit of a lot of questions I can ask on this Gemara. But I would like to share with you a yesod which I'm nearly sure I saw in Rav Dessler, but I'm not 100% sure anymore. It could be I saw it in other Bala Musa. But the yesod is definitely incredible. So it could be it's Rav Dessler, could maybe it's Rav Chaim Friedlander. I've forgotten, but I think it might be Rav Dessler. The pshat in the Gemara is as follows. It wasn't a kind of klala or a punishment. It wasn't that kind of thing. Namoira wouldn't just give punishments and do that. That's not pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. There is a rule that the Ribbono Shel Olam takes away something if you are not machshev it. If you're not machshev something, if something is not important for you, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to take it away. If you're machshev something, if something is important for you, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives it to you. If you're machshev it, naturally, the Ribbono Shel Olam, if it's important for you, you have importance for it, you respect it, and it has meaning to you, Hashem reward. If Hashem benches you with it, if something is not important for it, if we lack importance, if it's not important in your eyes, Hashem takes it away. Hence, when he saw people playing with bread, he said, oh, if so, Ihochi, if so, it looks like there's an abundance of it, there's too much of it. If people are playing with bread, if people are playing around, and it seems there's too much for it. They're not machshivit anymore. People not seeing the importance of bread. If they can play around with it, why not taking a ball? Why are they not taking all? It must be they're not important. So then automatically Hashem takes it. It wasn't this Amoira who gave it. It's a fact. It's a reality. It's a direct consequence of not being machshiv something, Hashem takes it away. Later on, And after the famine, when Yidden were queuing up Lonkis for a bit of food, he realized, oh, if that's the case, people are machshavit again. People now queuing up for a bit of food. He has importance now. In the eyes of people, he has importance now. They are machshavit. A bit of dried fruit they're queuing up. Hashem gives it to you. If you're machshavit, you have importance for it, Hashem gives it to you. The reason why I'm saying, I think that's pshat, it's a beautiful pshat in the Gemara, no? Yeah, you okay with it? I think it's Avdesla. So I think it's a nice pshat in the Gemara. So the reason why I'm saying this, because nowadays, we have got, undoubtedly, the Bereshit benches us with the, Baruch Hashem, mamash, we live in years of, I mean, Baruch Hashem, how many people are literally hungry, and how many people are literally, with the way the food that is wasted, think about simchas, and think about a normal regular household, how much goes into, so it's very, it's a, we live, I think, we're all agreeing, no? Now, the Bereshit should send us all the brachas, but we have to remember that, and that's really what the Shulchan Aruch is giving us over here. Besides the actual halachas, which also has to be that genuine appreciation of food that Hashem gives us. And the bread, it's not a big deal nowadays. You go to bakers, you make your own. It's not a big deal. But we have to make sure that we don't lose our approach towards food. That it's choshev, it's a brocha, and we have to genuinely appreciate it. My grandmother, I'm sure your grandmothers also, my grandmother was, you know, when I ate by my grandmother, Allah Shalom, my grandmother in Switzerland, she was mama, she was a very, very choshev lady, and she went through the camps. So whenever I didn't finish, I ate a lot by her. And then when I didn't finish the plate, she always used to say, you know, what did she say? Probably your grandmother did exactly the same. Exactly. So, yeah, she didn't say that. No, she said, you know, when I, you know, there was years that we would have done a lot for food, leftovers like that. You know, it's a chinuch thing that you just have to finish your plate. So, and then I said, what did I answer back as a 8-year-old or 10-year-old? What do you say back? And it doesn't help anybody if I finish it up. It doesn't help anybody, right? If I leave it, it doesn't help anybody. If I finish it, that's not. But obviously, the point is that. That general appreciation, you don't throw food, you don't chuck food, you don't throw around bread. That general attitude towards food is I think that's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here. And without a doubt, that's also the Pachim Ketanim of Yaakov Avinu Lichoyre. We know that Yaakov Avinu had to run back for Pachim Ketanim. The Mefarshim are asking, what's Pshat? Yeah, you know what I'm referring to. With the Malach, Sawi Shel Esav. Yeah, you know what I mean. So why do you Pachim Ketanim? What's the importance of Pachim small vessels? He returned to fetch small vessels. Why small vessels? So pshat is that, of course, it's not, you know, the question, it looks like stinginess or anything like that. So obviously that's not true. The point is that tzaddikin, chovanim, memonim, shal Yisrael, that there's a certain chashivas, especially when it comes to food, appreciation of what we get, that we appreciate it. Okay, that was just what I wanted to share. Just maybe the words of the chinuch, because I'm really coming from a chinuch, which is so in Tovkuf Chav Tes, which is the mitzvah that we're discussing here. Hence, I would like to bring the loshen. He speaks about Tashchis, and he says the following. He says, Baltashchis, although there's a machloek is a shoinim, what the underlying reason is for Baltashchis, there is a machloek is a shoinim, but at the same time, the opinion of the shulch, of the chinuch is, he says, Zehu derech hachasidim anshei maaseh. Can I read the shloshen hachinuch? This is the way of the Rishonim and Anshei Maaseh. Oyavim Shalom, they love peace. Husmeichem betuv abris umekaven oisum leToyra. Lo yabdu afilu gargir shel chardel ba'olam. People chasidim, they don't even waste one gargir shel chardel, a grain of mustard. How much is that? Never seen grains of mustard. How much is it? Must be very small. Is it? Have you seen it? What is mustard? What does it look like? Tiny seeds, mustard seeds. So they don't even waste one grain of. When anything that gets wasted and gets burnt and gets wasted, it bothers them. If they can save it, even a minute amount, they'll try anything to avoid any wasting taken. But the Rishoyim, he says, the Rishoyim is the other round. They're brothers of damaged people. They love destruction and the destruction of the world. They enjoy that. They destroy themselves ultimately. And that's what he comes on to. So I think it's an important point to appreciate this underlying yisoid of the Shulchan Aruch that we're learning over here. Okay, is this, or any thoughts about that? Yeah. Absolutely.
Waste an hour to save 25p.
Yeah.
Then that's.
You're right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course, there's a balance and there's a weighing up a person has to do it. Absolutely agreed. But I think as an underlying yesod, it has to be understood. Yeah? What do you think about it? True? Simon Kof Ein Beis. Mi sheichnes acholim numashkin lefib b'loi boch. Shulchan Aruch continues. And he says, what happens if somebody puts in his mouth something that he didn't make a bracha? He forgot to make a bracha. What does he do then? Now, why is this simon connected to the earlier simon? Why is this connected to the halachas of respect to bread? Very good. Because the starting point, this is a very long dish. The starting point of the Shulchan Aruch is that really, we should really, if you put something in your mouth and you failed to make a bracha, the starting point really should be, the default position is that you take it out of your mouth. You take it out because you're not allowed to swallow something without a bracha. But now the other side of the coin is that if you do that, what are you going to do? That's right. You're going to make the food mose, and it's not going to be edible anymore, and you're going to end up being disrespectful to the bread. So now it's about weighing up the pros and cons. So the starting point is really, if you put something in your mouth and you didn't make a bracha, really you should put it out. Put it out. You didn't make a bracha. But the problem with that is that you've wasted food. You're disrespectful. So now we don't know what to do. And hence the Shulchan Aruch teaches us the following. Sif Aleph Shochach. If you forgot, if you put liquids in your mouth, blow a bracha without a bracha, boil on, you swallow it, you don't make a bracha on it. If you drank, you start drinking something, didn't make a bracha, you swallow it. Some say that actually you can make a bracha still. That seems to be the main halacha. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. Boilon. Shiyev shal defolton. You cannot spit it out. Because if you spit it out, you're going to waste it. You're not allowed to waste it. So therefore, you carry on. You swallow it, although you didn't make a bracha. V'gam letzalken letzad acher, melukmo levorech, k'moy besif beis b'ochlin, hen yochol aseh zeh b'mashkin. He says that if, in theory, if you could put it into the other side of your mouth, if you could do that, then do that. But it's not really practical, because if you're going to start with a liquid in your mouth, you're going to start putting it in one side, it's going to be quite a mess. So therefore, when it comes to solids, you're going to learn that that's what you should do. But with regards to liquids, you haven't got a choice. You can't spit it out, bal tashchis. You can't put it on this side, it's not going to work. So what are you meant to do? You're meant to swallow it. Yeah, that's what you should do. Sorry. Absolutely. That's exactly what Mishnah Berurah Cotton Bay says. Mishnah Berurah says, "V'einoy mevorech alei mitom ekebocha." V'yesh oyem meim some say the kol ze dafke kshe'elo yoyse mashkin lishtoys. This is only true if you have no more drink to drink. V'urachuk v'udachuk lemashkin alolu. That's all he's got. But if he's got further drink available, yifloit, he should yifloit, and he should not have an over the bracha. That's the right way. So if you have more drink, you should indeed make a bracha and then drink afterwards more. Yeah, yeah. This, we'll get to food more, but yes. Indeed. Yeah, if you have more food, if you have more drink, that's what you should do. Yeah. If you have more drink, Mishnah Berurah paskens, the right meaning is to spit that part out, make a bracha, and then drink more. If you have... Because you're not allowed to be nenem or lemazeh without bracha. What's the case? Yeah, if you think that what's the difference? Why is it that if the Lashon Mishnah Berurah is, yeah, I haven't got a svara. I mean, there's a bit of a svara in Sifkot and Gimel Mishnah Berurah. Since he swallowed already a little bit, he cannot make a boch rishon anymore. But boch rishon is still must make. So there is that tzad that if you've started drinking, you can't make a bracha anymore. We are choshed for that, and therefore we spit it out. Yeah. Yeah, lemaisa we would halalacha, we would, yeah. Because, yeah, you're right. But it seems to be, you're right, you are right, but it seems to be that lechatchila we don't. I mean, it's not lechatchila anyway, but we're going with our opinion that, yeah, does that make sense? Okay, Sif Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis in Shulchan Aruch. Shochach veichmes achonin lesoich piv v'loi brocha. What about food? You put food in your mouth. You put food in your mouth and you forgot to make a brocha. If it's something which doesn't get disgusting, if it spits it out, take it out of your mouth, and make a bracha. If it's something that has become disgusting, you put it in the other side of your mouth, and you make a bracha then. With regards to solids, if you can, you put it in your mouth, you forgot to make a bracha. Now, if it's something you can take out of your mouth, do so. Make a bracha and put it back in. If it's something you can't take out of your mouth, then you should put it on the side, make a bracha, and then carry on. And then swallow it. Make sense? Yeah, as opposed to drink. You can't do that with a drink.
But let's say you didn't. You swallow it.
And solid or liquid?
Solid. You swallow it and then say bracha on the same.
Yeah.
You can do that as well.
Yeah. We say lechatchila you don't, but the answer will be yes. Yeah. Din Mayim Emtzoin, moving to Simon Kuf and Gimel. Well, you know what? This halach is also relevant. I must mention this as well. If you eat milchiks in the 6 hours, okay, you just realized you made the shahak, your fleishik, whether you wait 5 hours or 6 hours, however long you wait, and you are your fleishik, and now you made the bracha on a coffee with milk. What am I going to do now? You made Bochot Hashem Shakal Nimit Bochot. What am I going to do now? You sell Yichab. Oh, I'm fly shake. Yeah.
You maybe spit out in the sink and then clean your mouth.
You should spit it out. But you made a Bochot.
You haven't drunk.
You have not drunk. You realize after the Shakal Nimit Bochot, you realize that you made this. That's a Shaila.
To prevent
Bochot Batola, you should have a bit. Everybody agrees to that? In order to prevent Bochot Batola, you should have a bit. Oh, very interesting. Really interesting. What, you say that you should say Baruch Shem? Okay, 1 hour.
It doesn't help drinking water.
Because you have in mind, like, go to the town. Right. Okay, so the majority of the poskim, it's a bit of a machlokes. I think that Rav Shittas hold to do the following, that if it's past the hour, which is the Ikradin, if it's past the hour, which is an ikradin, which is a machlokes, but that's the ikradin, so the rest is a chumra, and consequently, assuming that you don't have any remains in your mouth, you don't feel any like chickens and zachen and leftovers, assuming you don't feel any of that, and assuming you passed the hour, which is the main halacha, then if you made the shahakol, you should have a bit of, you should drink a bit of it. Now, the truth is, it's not really accurate to say you should have a bit. Because according to Yad Yehuda, many poskim, once you've had a bit, there's not much point waiting any longer anymore. So it could be, it feels wrong. But if you have a bit, there's probably not much point continuing to wait the rest of the 6 hours. Probably not much point. But Aloch Lemaisa, Rav Poskim hold that you should have, because Bochel Atola is an Issa Mamash, and the 6 hours is a Chumra, so you have to bet it. But you're 100% right, if it's within the hour, you say Baruch Shem and you move on and you count your losses. Yeah.
So it's not always so simple because the Zohar they're quoting.
It will be against the Zohar, no doubt.
But the whole Makor of the hour is that you shouldn't have meat and milk in the same hour, whether in either direction. So that means that if you're going to have a coffee now because you're going to have a meat meal in 15 minutes, you can't then just have your coffee now and then have your meat meal in 15 minutes because whilst you might normally rely on the shittas that says you can wash your mouth out and then have a meat meal. Now you're relying on the Zohar that says you have to wait an hour.
Yeah.
You actually can't have your meat meal afterwards.
Yeah, without going into details about the Zohar, the point that you're making is true. So, yeah. Yeah.
So then you might not want to have the coffee because you might want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you
drink water? So, water will be not so partial because You don't necessarily, as you're pointing out, first of all, you didn't have the water in mind at all. And second of all, I'm assuming you're thirsty, right? You're not thirsty to make a bracha on water. Yeah, so, yeah, the shayla is also a bit of a hefsek shayla. It depends how long he's going to get you to get that water. Yeah, if it's very quickly, I suppose it's the best, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, it's still better, yeah. Yeah. Truth is, it doesn't have to be water if you've got any other shakal item around. Yeah. Yeah.
There would be a point to only have a little bit of milk, because if you've got a piece of meat stuck in your tooth and you have a tiny sip, then
It won't make a difference, I'm afraid.
The meat and the milk might not go down your throat together.
It won't make a difference. It's all the tikkunos that are born and it won't make a difference. It won't make one bit of difference. Okay, next, Simkuf Ein Gimel, Din Maim Emtsoim. Maim Emtsoim Rishos. Okay, we know there's Maim Rishoinim and there's Maim Achroinim. Less popular is Maim Emtsoim, the middle waters, not Netzile for Hamoitzi, and not Maim Achroim at the end, but Maim Emtsoim. What is Maim Emtsoim? Maim Emtsoim Rishos is only Rishos, it's voluntary. Well, Hanamela Ben Tavshel, Tavshel, that's between dish and dish. Aval Ben Tavshel Gvina, but if you have a hot dish, Legvina to cheese, choiva, it's an obligation. You must wash your hands if it's between a tafshil and gvina. As well as, bein basar ledogim choiva litol, between meat and fish, you must wash your hands too. Between meat and fish, you must wash your hands too. Mishum de kosher ledov acher, because it's kosher. It's kosher ledov acher. Ledov acher is an expression of the other thing, which over here is referring to tzaras. Person will get tzaras chalila if a person eats meat to fish without having washed their hands. Mishum de kosher ledov acher, it causes tzaras. The chamira sakanta meisura, and the famous yesoid that we've spoken about previously, sakanta chamira meisura, dangerous foods are more also than isurim per se. It's a story that we find in Chazal. Sakanta chamira meisura. Sakanta, things which are considered dangerous, health matters, are more to be taken even more seriously than isurim, halachi isurim. Since fish and meat cause tzoras, you need to be more careful with it than any other halachic matter. Chamira, sakanta meisura. Yeah. No, it makes the order is not essential. Fish to meat or meat to fish? We are not knowing to wash hands. Correct. Why is it that we don't wash hands after fish on Shabbos? Why? Good question. Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton, Begimel and Dalet. Gimel says the Dovah Achid, causes Tzoras. I am Morgan Avram Shikosta, Morgan Avram Rach, Efshab is Manenu in Sakona Kogach. It could be nowadays there is no such danger. Never seen people who eat fish and meat simultaneously that straight away have got massive Tzoras coming out. So he says that it could be the Kamad Vorim Nishtanu Ativ Morgan Avram suggests that it could be that our bodies have changed over the years, and whilst it is Takon as a Gemara, the Magen Avraham says a massive Chiddush that it's true, it's one of the Gemara's times, Mishnah's times. Nowadays, our bodies have changed, and therefore, Magen Avraham's Chiddush, nobody else says that our bodies have changed to a way that physically there is no danger anymore involved. Therefore, you don't have to makpit. We don't really pass Kenak Magen Avraham, but the Sikifkot and Dalet says in the name, in it brings to your Reder, which over there it's discussed. Shown is Baba Agodim in Agendu Shen Choshen Azeh. How many is to be Mekel? Vesim Mikol Mokum Yeshlechol Dovah Beinei Velishtois Anakinuach Vavakinuach Adochem. To be clear, Roiv Poiskim disagree with the Morgan Avraham. We don't pass Kinuach Avraham. Morgan Avraham does say that Svorim. Nowadays, our bodies are capable to cope with fish and meat together. We don't seem to pass Kinuach Avraham. But there is various reasons why we are Mekel. The main reason is that kinuach v'adoch we hold, that's not a kula, that's make a din. Kinuach and adoch holds. Not only washing hands is good, but if you wash your mouth, kinuach and adoch, and you rinse your mouth, and you have not proper washing hands, but you just wipe your hands, that is sufficient. Again, whilst maim emtsoim is choiva, really you must wash your hands between fish and meat, but at the same time, there is something else which is just as good as washing hands, and that is if you do kinuach v'adocha, you rinse your mouth really. Kinuach v'adocha, primarily it's about rinsing mouth. So the question is, how do we do that nowadays? The answer is that if you have What do people eat after the fish normally? L'chaim. That's where it comes from. That's exactly where it comes from. So you're going to have between fish and meat, you need to have a l'chaim. But it doesn't have to be l'chaim. Could be another drink, excluding water. Any other drink will do. But what you're 100% right, what you're saying, that according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's not good enough just to have a drink. You also must have something to eat. You must have a bit of challah. Water is not considered, according to many poskim, water is not good enough. So, but just to be clear, we don't seem to paskin like this Mogen Avraham, the Ishtanu Ativim. We don't paskin that our bodies have changed. Pashtus, it's still nowadays causes Tzoras as well. We put a choshu for that. But Rabbi Feingold's point is very accurate. Many poskim hold that this doesn't apply nowadays anyway for another reason, and that is because if you've got fork and knife and you don't eat with your hands, that is for sure. They were talking about eating with hands. If we don't eat with hands, then it's not, it doesn't cause Tzoras. Because it's not about eating, because if you eat with a fork and knife, there's more reason to be leniency. Okay, so that's with regard to the, to my machoinim. Okay, to recap what we covered, we spoke about putting drinks in your mouth and not having said a brocha. So with regards to liquid, according to the halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, you make a bracha after the second, you can still continue making a bracha afterwards. With regards to solid, you take it out if you can. If you can't take it out, you put it one side of your mouth, you make a bracha then. The next siman was siman kuf ein gimel mem tzoim. We learned that reshus, but if it's between fish and meat, it's choiva, it's kosher, it's tzaras. And sekante chamira sekante misura. We learned that the Mogen Avraham says nowadays nishtanu ativim, the bodies have changed and it's no danger anymore. And we learned the Mishnah Berurah also says that nowadays you don't have to be choshish, because if you do kinoch vadocher, that's good enough as well. Okay, we'll finish that tomorrow.